of old business is subdivision 2022-27, Peck Farm subdivision.
Mr. Chair, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-27 for Peck Farm subdivision based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision on land zoned AR1 located within the low density area of Sussex County Comprehensive Plan's future land use map. Two, the subdivision will have no more than 128 lots on 64 acres of land. This density is permitted in the AR1 zoning district. All lots will be at least 7,500 square feet in size. Three, there are no state or federal jurisdictional wetlands that exist on the property. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, DelDOT reviewed the subdivision and is requiring the payment of an area-wide study fee for it in addition to roadway improvements that will be required. DelDOT has not established an objection to the development. Six, the subdivision will be served by central sewer and water. Seven, the subdivision provides for a total environment and design which are superior to a standard subdivision design. This cluster design includes a substantial amount of open space and buffers, and it complies with the design requirements and review procedures for an AR1 cluster subdivision. It is evident from the record that the applicant complied with the design process of section 115-25 of the zoning code as follows. A, the cluster design permits greater tree preservation than would occur with a standard subdivision design. This design preserves approximately 11 acres or 91% of the existing woodlands. B, this cluster design will maintain approximately 50% of the site as open space. This significantly exceeds the 30% required by code. C, the cluster design will result in less mass grading of the entire property than would occur with a standard subdivision. D, in general, the applicant has shown that it identified and preserved environmentally sensitive areas first and then located and designed the roads and lots last. 8, with the conditions imposed by the code and this approval, the subdivision will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties or roadways. 9, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 128 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for maintenance of the streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, as shown on the preliminary site plan, approximately 50% of the site shall remain open space. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the county and state, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. E, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, the development shall comply with DelDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. G, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. H, the subdivision shall be served by central sewer and central water. I, construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. During site work and initial construction, all dumpsters and roll-off containers shall be covered to prevent construction materials and debris from blowing across the site or onto neighboring properties. J, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district for a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. K, there shall be on-site amenities including a clubhouse, swimming pool, and walking trail. These amenities shall be completed and open to use as required by section 99-21E of the subdivision code. L, there shall be at least 11 acres of the existing forest preserved within this development. The final site plan shall include a landscaping plan depicting all landscaping to be provided and all of the forest areas that will be preserved. The landscaping plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. M, the final site plan shall include an unobstructed area set aside for vehicular access in the vicinity of lot 62 to the subdivision in emergency situations from Martin's Farm Road. This area does not need to be improved with paving or stones. Instead, it must be an area outside of any lots or structures and free from obstructions that the development is not isolated in the event that the main entrance is impassable. And the final site plan and recorded declaration shall state that agricultural and hunting activities may exist on nearby properties. The agricultural use protection and notice and a similar notice about hunting activities shall be included in these recorded documents as well. O, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for the individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department, demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. P, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zone. And Q, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-27, Peck Farm subdivision, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and the conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2409, Brian Stewart.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2409 for Brian Stewart for a year-round food vendor based on information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, this is an application to allow a food truck or a trailer selling crabs to be located on part of a property developed as a gas station and convenience store. Two, the site is zoned C1 general commercial, which permits various uses that are more intensive than what is proposed here, including full-scale restaurants. A small trailer or truck selling crabs in the parking lot is consistent with the underlying C1 zoning. Three, the applicant has stated that he has a growing customer base at this location and that it is a convenient location for his people to come buy crabs. Four, this use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, the community, or area roadways. Five, a representative of the owner of the property stated there is no objection to this use as long as it remains in its current configuration as a truck or trailer and does not become a permanent structure. Six, no parties spoke in opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a mobile or temporary seafood vendor. When not in continuous operation, it must be removed from the site and it must not become permanently affixed to the site. B, the use shall comply with all setback and parking requirements. C, any trash containers associated with this use shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roads. And D, the final site plan for this use shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Second. So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2409, Brian Stewart, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2410, Nicasia Chavez Reyes.
So recall on this one that we held the record open for me to look at whether there are any restrictive covenants on the property. We did that research, and it turns out that there are. They were originally recorded in 1973, and then they were restrictive covenants re-recorded in 1977. And then in the current property owner's deed from 2019, it incorporates by reference any prior restrictions. Both of the recorded ones actually have this line in them. It says that no commercial activity or of any type shall be conducted in the residential lots plotted in County Seat Gardens, which is the development, and that no structures shall be for other than a single-family dwelling on each lot unless approved by the grantor, its successors, or assigns. And those were, like I said, in the 70s. There's been some amendments a lot more recent having to do with assessments, and then there's even amendments that had to do with consolidation of lots for septics and things. But so they live on to some degree, but it may be, it sounds like the store's been there for a while, that, you know, that they've been waived or abandoned, at least with regard to this particular provision. Unfortunately, the way procedurally it worked, we learned this after the record was closed. We didn't have an opportunity to ask the applicant about it, you know, to address it, because maybe they had an explanation, like, you know, nobody cares, or it's not an issue, or it's been waived. My recommendation, my suggestion would be, if you're inclined to act favorably on it, that at the next meeting, we do a motion, or you all do a motion that recommends approval, but also recommends that county council inquire as to the validity of those. And that way, you know, the applicant will know about it and be able to present information. And what I can do is send the restrictive covenants to Mr. Whitehouse's staff so that they can get them out to the applicant so that they know, you know, what they're going to be asked about. So I think all you need to do is defer, but I did want to let you know, because, again, for the benefit of the commission, we always look to see if there's restrictive covenant, if somebody's looking for conditional use in a subdivision. And as I said before, kind of the approach is that we're not bound by them, but we're not going to ignore them either. You know, we kind of got to look into it a little bit more. So, yeah.
Oops. Mr. Chair, with regards to...
Let's just talk about this.
Oh, okay.
I want to put another idea out there. And again, this is the result of having been here for a while, and having had similar applications that were denied for this very reason, because the covenants prohibited it. I think this situation is different. I don't have an issue with what they want to do. I'm just wondering if, for the sake of trying to provide at least some consistency, would we want to consider an approval requirement by whatever's in their bylaws that they need to 2/3 or whatever of the residents?
Well, it actually says in here that...
Sounds like they wouldn't have any trouble getting that.
Yeah, and actually in that language it talks about unless approved by the grantor. So you can't do it unless it's approved by the developer. And it sounds like... I mean, as recently as...
The successor to the developer would be the association.
Yeah. But the developer's still been around. Garden Estates Incorporated.
Still exists?
Well, I mean, fairly recently, because it sounded like some of the lots maybe were unbuildable originally, and then they combined septics, and so when they could do that with Denrec, you know, they were still selling them off. But anyhow, I don't know that we have to be that specific, but just suggest that they get approval from... the developer, whoever the HOA is.
Yeah, and just in thinking about the future implications of it, and to try to at least maintain some consistency, and or to highlight the uniqueness of this, because I want to see it happen. I think it's needed. I think it's something they need to do. I just don't want some future applicant to use this as a, you know, they say, well, you did it for them, you know, why aren't you doing it for us? So, all right, we'll figure it out. But yeah. I'm certainly in favor of it, so.
Okay.
Well, any more discussion?
I said we can defer, too. And Ms. Wingate, we can come up with the right language next time. And as I don't know if I mentioned on the record, that won't put them behind the eight ball, because they're still going to have time before the next county council hearing, you know, so that won't create any delay waiting one more meeting.
Yeah, it won't hurt them.
All right, very good. Thank you. Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2410, Nakasi Chavez Reyes, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2410, Nakasi Chavez Reyes. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay. According to our agenda, we're